Immediately, I think, obviously, emotions are pretty raw. There was a lot of just incredible assistance and support to make sure that information was provided to our community, either through our cable networks, KDWA, our website, and communications through our kind of local school publication, which is called Cardinal Connection. And then also just sessions that we had for our community come in. I think that there's nothing more that as a district or personnel that we could share with our community about the financial cliff that has occurred based on lack of funding, keeping pace with inflation, just like homeowners and people sitting at their kitchen table, and then also with the removal of federal funds that came as outcome of COVID to be able to get kids back up to speed. So given all that, right, the district was trying to fill a gap that we have currently because we have an unbalanced budget and be able to kind of make continuous reductions that are more timely and not as fast as now we're forced to, meaning that we do have reduced enrollment, and the difficulty is it's really hard to cut fast enough. You still have what are referred to as fixed costs, right? So, you know, if a child leaves one's family of four, your costs don't go down by 25%, right? You still have your mortgage, your insurance for family, your insurance for your house, your insurance for the car. So for the district, we still have to, you know, heat, cool, light our buildings. We still have to run food service. We still run buses, whether or not there's 72 kids on the bus or 50 kids on the bus. So those are some fixed costs. And the reality now is that we have to, because we're such a person-driven organization, there are going to be reductions. And so those reductions have begun.